With Montana News, I'm Erica Zurich. Authorities are warning of extreme wildfire danger in Montana and Wyoming as a sweltering heat wave was forecast to hit the two states. National Weather Service forecasters say high temperatures could approach 110 degrees on Tuesday in portions of eastern Montana. The heat wave settled into the region Monday with a record 103 degrees recorded in Billings. Forecasters warned people to stay out of the sun and not to leave young children and pets in unattended vehicles under any circumstances. Strong winds, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour, were expected. That could stir up wildfires. Governor Greg Gianforte has issued a disaster declaration in five eastern Montana counties after a series of severe thunderstorms late last week led to extended power outages. The declaration issued Tuesday allows the state to request federal disaster relief. Over 800 power poles and lines across east central Montana were damaged during thunderstorms on June 10th, with hail reaching 3 inches in diameter, recorded wind speeds of up to 90 miles per hour, and gusts of up to 115 miles per hour. The five affected counties are Dawson, Garfield, McCone, Richland, and Roosevelt.
With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. The Robertson Draw Fire, burning south of Red Lodge in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, is seeing increased fire activity this afternoon as temperatures approach record highs. The fire was estimated at 2,000 acres as of this morning. Evacuation orders are back in place for an unknown number of homes in the Gold Creek, Ruby Creek, North Grove Creek, and South Grove Creek drainages. The Carbon County Sheriff's Office has also extended an evacuation warning for the area west of Meteetse Trail Road and the east side of Highway 212, from Meteetse Trail Road to Westminster Spires Church Camp. People with medical, functional, or other needs should consider evacuating if possible. The Beartooth Highway is currently open. Glacier National Park officials have proposed a plan to boost radio and cell phone service in the park. Glacier National Park's Public Affairs Officer Gina Kurzman says the increase of internet and cell service is needed to support park operations, and additional coverage is being considered only in commercially developed areas of the park where Wi-Fi is already available.
This would provide those services in appropriate developed areas for both the public and for the park service to use.
Mini Glacier, Rising Sun, Two Medicine, and Lake McDonald Lodge could see improved internet access. Kurzman says signal spillover will likely fall into other areas, but that footprint will be minimal. The proposal does not call for new infrastructure in backcountry zones or any designated wilderness areas.
With Montana News, I'm Erica Zurich. Residents between Townsend and White Sulphur Springs are evacuating after the 180-acre Deep Creek fire jumped Highway 12 earlier this afternoon. Marr County Sheriff John Lopp says evacuations cover the 60-home Grassy Mountain subdivision and the 130-person Springdale colony of Hutterites. Lopp says dry, hot, windy weather caused the fire to spread across the highway.
It's burning a lot really fast and really hard.
The Broadwater County Sheriff's Office said it was shutting down Deep Creek Canyon as of this afternoon. 70 firefighters with helicopters and other heavy equipment are on the blaze. It started Sunday on steep, rocky terrain in the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest, in the south end of the Big Belt Mountains. The fire's cause is under investigation, though forest officials say first responders found a downed power line at the scene. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning in place until midnight for much of eastern Montana. The service predicts dangerously hot conditions with temperatures reaching up to 109 degrees. Excessive heat can increase the potential for related illnesses, particularly for those working or participating in outdoor activities. The Weather Service warns that young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. NWS also has issued a red flag warning through 10 p.m. for most of the state east of the Continental Divide because of low humidity, hot temperatures in the 90s to over 100 degrees, and gusty winds up to 50 miles an hour. This combination of strong winds, low humidity, and hot temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior.
With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. The federal government announced today it's delisting a rare plant found in western Montana from the Endangered Species Act. Edward O'Brien reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the Waterhuellia is fully recovered and no longer needs listing on the Endangered Species Act. The leggy, white-flowered aquatic herb relies on seasonal wetlands and is found in five states, including Montana's Swan Valley. When listed in 1994, it was facing threats from land management activities, including timber harvesting, grazing, and road building projects. The agency says improved science, land transfers, and collaborative management plans led officials to decide it's time to delist the Waterhuwelia. Andrea Pipp is a botanist with the Montana Natural Heritage Program, one of the conservation partners responsible for the plant's recovery.
It seems to be working. The habitats seem to be staying intact. The hydrology seems to be staying intact, and the plant has persisted.
The Waterhuwelia will now be monitored across its range for a minimum of 5 years. If new threats develop, the plant may be relisted or the monitoring period extended. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Crow Agency Wildland Fire Management is working from the air to contain the 215-acre Buffalo Pasture Fire, burning in the Bighorn Mountains, 7 miles south of Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area. Bureau of Indian Affairs Fire Information Officer John Cohn says the fire is burning through heavy fuels in the steep canyon between Little Bull Elk Ridge and the Buffalo Pasture. Cohn says the fire is kicking up a lot of smoke as it burns through an area that hasn't burned previously. Cohn said firefighting objectives are to keep the fire from advancing toward Black Canyon and structure protection of the cabins on the Buffalo Pasture. For now, the roughly 15 people in Black Canyon are safe. The Crow Reservation has a red flag warning until 10 p.m. tonight, with gusts up to 35 miles an hour expected with a cold front moving in later today. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Aiden Morton.